This is another DAM podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gier. Today I'm speaking with Alan Gottlieb. Alan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Henrik. How are you?
Good. Alan, how are you involved with digital asset management?
So I'm the digital asset manager at a national environmental nonprofit. I maintain and develop a DAM system that serves upwards of 600 users at our headquarters in New York and in Washington and at state and local offices across the country. I'm something of a one-man band. I'm currently doing much of the ingest and description and creating rules and standards as I move ahead with development of the system, while also identifying new content providers and monitoring users on the system.
Alan, how does a nonprofit environmental organization use digital asset management?
So on the downstream side, our content team includes photography from the dam to illustrate stories in our beautiful magazine and our websites and with reports that we share with the public. We're a nonprofit, so we also use assets for fundraising and marketing, and we use assets for communications with media organizations and on social. And we also have a large outreach and education component to our organization. So educators use these assets to help create public programs. On the upstream side, our organization runs a popular nationwide wildlife photo contest for amateurs and professionals. And contestants who enter photos may, as part of their entry, grant us rights to reproduce their images to further our mission. The photography from that yearly contest is at the core of the wildlife photography on our dam, and many people use those assets in our efforts. We also maintain an ever-expanding collection of creative photography shot by our photo department staff and network photographers. They shoot activities and events across the country, conservation efforts, legislative initiatives, and local programs or citizen science events. Also, scientists may do field work and contribute photography that documents that.
Alan, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
So when I arrived at the organization, the dam was about 2 years old, and it was still in a pretty early stage of development. People who knew about it were using it. It was, clearly meeting a need for high quality, interesting wildlife photography, but not everyone in the network was aware of the dam's existence, and if so, how it could work for them. Also, an initial metadata profile had been set up, but largely abandoned, save for one important searchable field. There were really no controlled vocabularies, there's a backlog of assets, and there was really no file naming convention either. So since then, I've worked to establish basic DAM design and good practices, establishing workflows, creating system rules and governance structures, and improving security and establishing controlled vocabularies. Because there was a lack of metadata fields, search wasn't very flexible, and people were getting, I thought, very incomplete search results. So as an interim solution, I identified the info that we wanted to maintain and, used free text keyword fields to enter those values. And finally, now I'm in the midst of making more permanent changes by establishing metadata profile, finalizing controlled vocabularies, and developing rights metadata. And, I think establishing this should make a lot of things easier, including, ingest and just further stabilizing description. Also, I think managing rights on our system is a challenge, and one I'm also tackling now. Less than half of the photography on the dam was shot by employees as work for hire or is otherwise owned by us. The rest of the photography was shot by some combination of contestants, freelance photographers on assignment, and other employees. That is, people who still own their work. And Also, the rights that we requested from contestants changed somewhat from year to year early on. So we have a big variety of rights situations that we're trying to grapple with. And I'm in the midst of setting up rights metadata fields so we can maintain a self-service model where users can understand at a glance, I hope, how they can use the assets, at least for various editorial uses. And in the more complex usage situations, we're going to have users come to us and request permission. I'm trying to get a bead on all our upstream content producers and media, that's a challenge, maybe in part because we have a kind of a not entirely centralized structure. Our DAM is administered in the photo department, so we have that large amount of content being driven by our shooters. But we have shooters and videographers among our communications people and social media people and scientists who may have content that our national local users would find useful. And identifying those people, I think, is also a work in progress for me. Our organization is also not entirely centralized for historic reasons. I think I just mentioned that. For example, our local chapters, and there are a lot of them, are each independent nonprofit organizations themselves. And though the national organization supports them and we coordinate, so while there was initially strong adoption by the people who knew about it, making more people in these chapters aware of us and what we offer is a challenge. And we're using internal newsletters and web pages to make our presence known. And there's been some word of mouth growth. Also, new initiatives brought us new users. And between us, between it all, we've tripled the number of users, or almost tripled the number of users, and doubled the downloads on the system in the time that I've been there. And I think a last challenge that we're grappling with is trying to understand how people in the organization are using the system. What are they downloading? What are they doing with those files once downloaded? Our vendor gives us a robust audit trail, so we can understand a lot of what is searched for, viewed and downloaded, and who's doing it, but creating reports to consolidate this information to give us a broader understanding of subject use is another current initiative. Also conducting user interviews to bolster our understanding of what's being done downstream.
Ellen, what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Well, I'd say if you're coming out of library school, library world, working a basic cataloging internship at a library or museum, be it with digital media, but also analog media, I think that's really very helpful. Also, if you're on a system, understand your users, use system statistics. Interview people, do outreach, find those people who are using your DAM, and let them give you information about what's happening.
Thanks, Ellen. For more on this, visit anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.